Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have Ben Wolford, Lieutenant with the DWR. And first off, Lieutenant, a pleasure to get you in today. I appreciate you making time for us.
Yeah, not a problem. Thanks for having me.
Definitely. Well, let's talk about a couple of fun things that we have up and coming. First off, the DWR is going to host a wildlife and wardens event in Price. I know this is a very, very big deal. In fact, it kind of coincides with Free Fish Day throughout the state of Utah.
It does. It's going to be on June 9th, and we're going to have a bunch of different events out at the fairgrounds. We're going to have an archery range. We're going to have a moving archery target. It's kind of new this year that we have in the division. And plus we'll have some pelts and a help stop poaching trailer. Hopefully some hot dogs and a quick lunch. And then, of course, since it is Free Fishing Day, we'll have people down at the pond and helping kids out. Have some poles, some little bit of bait, stuff like that. Just a fun day for kids, for the family to come out and enjoy.
There's always two aspects to this. First off, we can talk about the children. And I know that a lot of the, you know, we'll have the Carbon County Sheriff's deputies are going to be there as well, so the kids have an opportunity to fish with local law enforcement. I mean, you guys put a big emphasis on the kids for this particular event.
Yeah, we want to make sure that the kids know that, you know, officers are not just strict people trying to enforce law, but there's a soft side to us as well, that we can get on good terms with them so they know who we are, and if they do run into trouble, they can come to us.
And again, on top of, you know, making sure that this is a fun event for the kids, you guys also put a lot of emphasis on families as well. And I know you mentioned that it's not an event just for kids, it's something for the entire family.
Absolutely. We encourage the whole family to be out there and let the parents who may not know how to fish, at least they can come out and learn and be able to teach their kids when we're not there to help them out.
You guys typically also have equipment there for individuals who maybe don't have any, because again, it's kind of an opportunity, isn't this to introduce the sport of fishing to new people. That's kind of what Free Fish Day is built around, right?
It is. We want kids to learn how to fish and have a new skill in their life, and this not only feeds the family, but it gets you out of the house, away from the computer games, and out enjoying nature.
Now, again, this event is going to go down on June 9th. It is in conjunction with Free Fish Day. So basically, just head on out to the Carbon County Community Fishing Pond, which is located at 450 South Fairgrounds Road, right?
That is correct.
Okay, now let's talk about Free Fishing Day, because if you don't go to this event, you can fish anywhere on June 9th for free, but fishing rules still apply, correct?
Correct. The only thing you don't have to have is an actual license. Limits still are enforced, and ethics out there are enforced as well. So as long as you are out there enjoying yourself and following the laws, the officers are going to be out there just enjoying the time out there with you.
Definitely a very busy day, I would assume, as well, right?
It is. We get a lot more people out that day, and hopefully this day is kind of their kickoff day for the entire season. They'll just keep coming out and enjoying the wildlife.
So let me ask you, where are some of the best spots to go if you had to pick for maybe a family who's not too involved in fishing, they're more casual fishermen? Where would you suggest families like that go?
Well, if families don't want to go too far, they can hit one of the local fishing ponds. We've got the Carbon County Fairground Pond. We got the pond over in Wellington. We also have Gelati Pond just over here in Helper. If they want to go out and enjoy the mountains and things like that, ice is coming off at a very high rate right now, so a lot of your upper lakes are starting to be able to be fishable. Schofield, we've planted new fish up there, and I know they've been planting the cutthroats and the rainbows. That family can go out there and catch those. Many of the other ponds out there are available. We'll be stocking them and providing the fish for the people. It's just getting out there and trying to figure out which one you want to go to.
Yeah. Yeah. If you need any more information on this event, you can check out the DWR's webpage. Also, you can give them a call at 613-3700. And, of course, at Castle Country Radio as well. You can find all the information that you need on Free Fishing Day. And, of course, the Wildlife and Wardens event, which is taking place on June 9th as well. And, again, joining us in the studio, we have a lieutenant of the DWR, Ben Wolford, right now. Let's talk about another, I don't want to call it an event, but another aspect that we definitely have to get out there coming up at the end of May, AIS, correct?
AIS, Aquatic Invasive Species. Right now, Lake Powell has the quagga mussel, and we're finding that the quagga mussel is starting to spread throughout the entire Lake Powell. And it's on the shorelines, it's on the rocks, we're finding them on boats, and it's a species that we don't want in any of the other waters in the state of Utah.
And so this is basically something that it's simple maintenance almost, right? I mean, to prevent this from happening?
It is. It's simply just cleaning your boat, draining your boat, and drying your boat. Very simple things to do. And you do that, the likelihood of the mussels being spread throughout Utah goes way down.
So for someone who's never seen a quagga mussel, like, explain it to me. Are they visible? Can you look at the boat and see it with your naked eye? I mean, how visible are they?
We can see the adults.
Okay.
They are about the size of your fingernail, mm-hmm. and can even be from your pinky fingernail all the way to your thumb fingernail. But then there's also the veligers, and those are more of the microscopic, the babies, per se, of the mussels. And those are the ones that we're really worried about as well, because they'll stay in that water, and if you got water in your bilge or in your live well, and you go to a different water and you empty that water into a new lake, then there's a very high likely that the veliger could start a new population in another lake. And that's what we want to stop. Therefore, the clean, drain, and the dry aspect of this program.
So how do the checks go about?
So when you leave Lake Powell, there's actually an inspection station there at Powell that everybody's required to stop and at least get checked. We have seasonal technicians on the ramps that will check over your boat, make sure you don't have anything that is attached, and then make sure that all water's out and that you'll be cleaning the boat. If there is a mussel on the boat and it's attached, then a decon will have to be performed, and that mussel will have to be removed before it can be moving on Utah roads. It is a law now that you cannot transport any live mussel on Utah roads, and it's also a law that you must now keep your plug out of your boat. And so, as officers, if you pass that inspection station, there's a good chance that you could be pulled over and cited. And to help prevent that, we are actually conducting administrative checkpoints and coming out of Lake Powell, where officers will be there. And if you did not stop at the inspection station, you'll be brought into the checkpoint and you'll be dealt with accordingly.
Don't allow that to happen, right?
Just absolutely.
Just obey the law. It's very, very simple. And it sounds like it's relatively brief maintenance as well.
It is. It's really easy to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Especially with the quagga mussel as concerned. And, you know, people just need to understand that this can be a very decimating and very costly ordeal for them.
If it's not taken care of, right?
If it's not, I mean, from the boat to pipes to other waters having issues. So.
Well, Lieutenant Ben Wolford of the DWR, again, I really appreciate you taking out the time to come in and talk about a couple of events coming up, and of course, AIS as well. And I'm sure you can find more information on both these topics by visiting the DWR's webpage.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you again for stopping by. It was a pleasure to talk with you.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right. For more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.